Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Hey, Ola, it's Miles. Thank you guys for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast.
Have you heard our newest podcast? It's called The Greatest Story Never Told.
Download it today on radio.com. Be sure to subscribe. New episodes are uploaded every Tuesday at noon.
The shenanigans continue. This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
Hey, Jeff, coming up, 10 feet potatoes. Smell the air fryer right now. The delicious onion rings coming our way. All about the onion rings with the head chef. First time for a few emails from the men's room at KISW.com.
You've got mail.
Hey, guys. Thanks for getting me through the day, especially through this COVID. You guys are amazing. I lost my job to COVID. Restaurant business has been hit a bit. I helped my essential worker daughter and son-in-law and watched my birthday boy, grandson, and big sister. So can I get a hold of Bacholas? My grandson has learned a few things besides potty training during the quarantine, walking around saying, hola, hola, hola. So can we get a fish sandwich for Jimmy B's third birthday? Look forward to the men's room every day. You guys rock. Thanks, guys. That from Jimmy's grandma.
Fish sandwich.
Hola, hola, hola. I would love it if you could give my very smart, multi-talented, amazing son, Ryan, pronounced Ryan, a birthday shout-out. He is 18 years old today. Couldn't be more proud of his accomplishments. We're both huge fans. Listen daily. I would love to request some turtle wax with your penis is too small in the break. Maybe some dirty Germans talking about dorm life when he starts at UW. We love what you guys do. Thanks for all the laughs. Thank you. That from the crazy mother, Samantha.
Yeah, you're going to start this dorm life. You're going to make friends with my two friends known as Herpasil and Valtrex.
Yeah, this dorm life is great. You'll meet a lot of interesting people. You also learn how to be super sneaky quiet. Yeah, it's nighttime. So looking at your phone, you see that photo.
Yeah, you just say it's the sound of the fish tank. Yeah, it must be a squirrel nibbling outside of our window.
What are you doing over there, dude?
It's a puppet show under my sheets.
Say, I'm doing nothing.
Nothing at all.
All of it all says my boyfriend Damien's 24th trip around the sun. He's the best. We listen to the show every day. Could you guys maybe do a little Dirty Germans telling him what happens when you turn 24? That from Destiny. It's Destiny and Damien together.
Yeah, Damien, you cover those three sixes on your head, and then you have yourself lots of sex. You're in one of the best times of your life. Your body will never look better, so make sure you do it with your lights on.
Yeah, so no, 24, it seems like your destiny is to have another woman in the bedroom.
Yeah, tell her it's her fault for having that name.
Yeah.
Come on, Destiny, hook him up.
Make sure you yell Destiny.
Yeah, and then one day you can introduce Destiny's child.
Yeah.
He gets to pick which friend.
Yeah, because it's part of his destiny.
Yeah, maybe you should go with Manifest.
And you'll know which one this is. You already know which one of your friends he wants to have sex with. Exactly. It's not the ugly one who
everybody
talks all the time.
Yeah.
Do you ever have that awkward thing where you make a mistake and go, who is that in a family photo? And they're like, it's my cousin. Like, yeah, just she looks nice.
Who is that?
It's your first cousin. Yeah.
Who is this person?
Hola, guys. I want to wish my beautiful wife, Kelly, a.k.a. Brambles, a happy birthday. Can I please get a Joey Chestnut and maybe Coach Ted giving her a pep talk about how those shows are terrible to watch, the Housewives of whatever. Love you, baby. That from Tim and the boys.
Joey Chestnut!
He's talking about the Real Housewives of wherever, right?
Yeah, whatever. Silly.
Yeah. Now, listen, I can't tell her these shows are terrible to watch. What I can tell her is, if you're attractive and a soulless person, you could be a real housewife or whatever town it is.
lots of mean women.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like I said, I still want, like, Real Housewives of Toledo.
I said Palomos.
Yeah.
I want to,
I don't know.
That's real. That would be real.
That's what I mean. Watching rich women.
That's not real.
Bitch about each other. I'm sure it happens. I don't care. I want to see someone get hit with a skillet. Mm-hmm.
And how do these women only drink champagne?
All the time.
Yeah, it's constant. And some of them end up in jail. Putting that out there.
Mm-hmm. Want to send a big birthday shout out to my husband, Ryan, the most amazing father and husband on the planet. Could he get a combo of turtle sex and the dirty Germans talking about what contractors do behind the scenes? Thanks, guys. We love you. That from Elizabeth.
Yeah, I get the feeling contractors do exactly behind the scenes what they do in front of the scenes. F you.
Yeah, listen. Everybody's had a contractor come to the house and work on it and disappear for a week. We all know what you're doing behind the scenes is cocaine.
Yeah, I had one on pills.
Yeah, I mean, even when I was a small child in Deutschland, we had contractor. Did great work. Took you half.
Yeah, oddly, I had the contractor. It took much longer to do what he said he was going to do. Spent plenty of money on pills. See him one day outside of a club. He apologizes for doing said pills. He is there with his friend. His friend, a minor celebrity who later got busted for pedophilia.
For real?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Uh-huh. He was with that guy.
Write this down.
Man.
Yeah, Castle and I are walking into this club, and he's like, "Hey, man, remember me?" I'm like, "Yeah, I remember you."
Oh, yeah.
And he's standing with this other guy, mm-hmm. and this other guy had been on our show before, running these accusations and stuff. And he's like, "Oh, yeah, man, he's a buddy of mine." I'm like, "Okay, I'll let it slide, blah, blah, blah." Then, like, 2 years later, I'm like, "Okay, you guys belong together."
The problem is when they need the down payment right now so they can go buy the, quote, essentials that they need to do the job.
That's what was going on.
Then they disappear. They take the money, then they go do their drugs, and they go on a bender for about 3 days. You don't hear from them. They spend all the money. They don't buy any of the crap they need. And then they come back like a week later like, "I need more money."
Right. It's seriously, I funded this guy's drug habit.
Oh, trust me.
Dude, I mean, look, I just remember being a kid, and our kitchen was antique. Like, it had, like, the corner things in it and saloon doors.
Yeah, yeah.
So we redid it, and I thought this guy was the coolest guy. And then they paid him for the deck. Saw him a week and a half later.
Jesus.
Guys, it is...
I'm sure your husband's a good one.
It is Bacon's 34th birthday today. We've hung out with you guys on many red festivals. I guess not this year, though. So how about some dirty Germans to wish Bacon a good birthday? Thanks, guys. That from Bacon's dad.
Yeah, well, I thought this was from a girlfriend I was going to see maybe eat some bacon tonight, but yeah, that is uncomfortable for both of us.
Yeah, you know, this is bacon. It's funny. Generally, it's fat, but this one is lean because it's always wearing the weights.
Yeah, but he's never shown his bacon bits.
Yeah.
And don't.
Since that candied bacon is delicious, so. The coffee one, good, but that candied one was delicious.
Chocolate-covered bacon's pretty good, too.
He is a chocolate-covered bacon.
Oh, that's a good
bacon.
One, yeah.
It's a big old piece. Big old piece.
Big cut. It's peppered.
No, he has come to some of the podcast stuff and brought some very delicious bacon.
Gentlemen, shout out for being my intellectual guilty pleasure. I routinely cackle to the point of tears at y'all's general dumbassery, so thanks for that. It is my 47th loop around the oppressively thermal nuclear gaseous sphere, so can I get a barbershop face sandwich and Al hitting the window and the dirty Germans talking about where to hide the schnitzel? Diangle and stay beautiful. That from Manny El Rednexicano.
Is it too early for a fish sandwich? Cheese and tartar on the side.
Oh, yeah.
I smell a fish sandwich, maybe some dill relish in the morning, at noon.
At noon.
And at night. And at night.
Yeah, hide the schnitzel the same place everyone hides the schnitzel, in the buns.
Yeah, you put that right in the keister.
I said buns.
Maybe before you flatten, just don't hide some mullet. Mullet.
Oh.
Some mallet you made the schnitzel with.
Yeah, that's awfully flat schnitzel.
Yeah. Guys, I want to wish our brother James Chisholm a happy 51st birthday.
Jay Chisholm.
Wouldn't that be unfortunate if the first letters in each of those names were reversed to be James Chisholm? Anyway. James is 51 years old today. How about some turtle wax and your penis is too small? Thank you, man. Love the Eaton family.
The penis is too small! Uh-oh, look out.
Hi, guys, here you go. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, 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 happy birthday to you, to you, to you. Bitches.
Yaws of Dirty Germans brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Flying a flash.
Couple extras. Jesus Christ, Thrill, how many times have you threatened to murder someone in your life? That from Parker.
I have lost count.
Guys, a thrill story of leaving the handicapped man in the wheelchair reminded me of a similar story from my wedding. My brother-in-law is a blind man. We had the wedding at a city park, so my mom brought her little dog. During the reception, my mom was helping with the food, asked my brother-in-law to hold the leash. Shortly after, without thinking, she took the dog off the leash, leaving my brother-in-law none the wiser, holding a leash with no dog for a good 20 minutes before my wife asked him what the hell he was doing. He simply replied he was watching over the dog. Love the show. That's from Ole.
All the men's room, Ted, loving the AFL at the moment, mate.
St. Kilda are third on the ladder, playing a good brand of footy. Let's hope they can keep it up. Go Saners. Best brekkie show, guys. I don't know.
He's referencing Australian rules football.
I explained that to one of our co-workers earlier. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Guys, you're the best brekkie show in the Melbourne radio area, that's for sure. I listen on the way to work every morning. The only disadvantage being that no one seems to understand me when I refer to Big Shirley. Know what I'm saying? speaking of best radio, can Mike find a segment from a few years ago where you were hanging S on a lady that called in about liking Yukon Jack? Miles, you and Thrill cannot stop making each other laugh at her expense. It was something along the lines of you making lines up like, "We'll make you puke all over yourself, Yukon Jack." And when 80 proof is still 22 short, Yukon Jack. To this day, I remember that when I was hearing it. Living in stage 4 COVID lockdown here currently in Metro Melbourne. 8 p.m. to 5 a.m. curfew. All but a few stores are closed. Supermarkets and gas stations are open, or petrol stations. Permit needed to go to work if deemed essential. Pretty crazy, but one thing keeps me sane, and that's your guys' show, The Men's Room. Thanks for your continued great work and reading my emails. I would call in on Big Dummy, but odds are I would get an American geography question and have to just answer Uranus. Rock on and cheers. That from Aaron from the Melbourne office of The Men's Room, where the stain Ted left on the carpet here still baffles science even to this very day.
Time to open wide and sample Ted's meat and potatoes. Now, here's your host, head chef of The Men's Room, the Ted Nugent.
Yes! It is time, bitches.
Thank you, folks. But you know what? Just get it going. Send it back around. All do right, the wave.
Yeah.
Stop touching each other.
That's starting to get weird.
Mm-hmm. Damn. Today we're going to talk about some onion rings. I think earlier in this week, we got talking about fast food onion rings. And then when people are children, they love the fake onion ring. You get older.
Because there's no onion.
Because there's no onion. It's just chopped up little pieces of stuff.
Yep.
Minced onion, if you will, formed into a thing. Then you get older. You enjoy the onion ring. Then there was an argument about where's the best onion rings.
And people are just texting in, I mean, every single place.
It was insane.
Imagine.
Yeah.
You got to go to this place. You got to go to Miners. You got to go here. You got to go to, you know. It's amazing.
Yeah, it is wild, too, because there's some places on this local list that honestly, like, I like the place, but the onion rings there are just phenomenal.
Okay.
And they will blow your mind. The onion ring, by the way, I like that they're like, the exact origins are not known. Do you guys want an onion ring?
Sure.
Yeah.
Pass them on over.
All right,
let's
get
in there. I brought Hunt's ketchup so you guys could have just the best. The very
oh,
best.
God.
Yeah, I did, man.
I'm grabbing the Heinz.
I'm grabbing the Heinz, man.
So, but they say the origins of the onion ring are, peel and dip. Look at that son of a
bitch. Like, they're not exactly positive. There's a few theories going around, right?
State Fair.
right, and it's the recipe for onions that are dipped in milk and then dredged in flour and deep fried appeared in a 1933 advertisement for Crisco in New York Times magazine.
Okay.
A lot of people do credit Kirby's Pig Stand restaurant chain founded in Oak Cliff, Texas in the early 20s. So basically around 1915, around there, the onion ring kind of pops up and is founded. That's also, I feel like, kind of a golden era of deep frying stuff. Texas has been on the forefront of deep frying stuff for a while. Mm-hmm. Like deep fried bacon came from there. I want to say, I'm going to screw that up, but a lot of things are getting fried down there. Obviously everybody likes onion rings, different forms of it, but how they taste.
They're great.
I see Thrill going.
It's the air fryer, bro.
Yeah. I mean, it really does. It makes a huge difference.
They stay crispy. Everything. Mm-hmm. Typically you need an onion ring, you're at a restaurant anyway. The air fryer, honestly, it just recreates the texture.
And these things are, I think out of all the appetizers that you can make, you really need to deep fry onion rings to make them taste good compared to everything else. These are fantastic in the air fryer.
Yeah, I mean, look, I've made them at home before in the oven, but obviously it's not the same. It's a thin line between trying to crisp something in the oven, unless you have an air crisper, and then burning the crap out of it.
A very thin line.
It is. Right.
Seriously, right? You're like, even like chicken wings, like, oh, leave them in a little longer. Burnt them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. 425. Kill you every time.
So let's see. Fast food, by the way, as far as like drive-through places go, there's a lot more places with onion rings than there used to be. You got Jack in the Box.
Okay.
You got Arby's. Obviously, Burger King is kind of the
standard.
The standard. Hardee's or Carl's Jr., if you call it. White Castle, kind of famous for having onion rings. I think, though, in the end, Burger King is the clear choice.
Okay. Right, because I guess the first fast food place to consistently have them as your little side dish, right?
Yeah. And they just, for some reason, that was just the place, I don't know, I always thought about them. Maybe Jack in the Box isn't sneaking in that one. You know, maybe this has just been a big plan by Burger King to get us addicted to onion rings as children. Like, every order of French fries.
They sneak one in there.
Yeah. Oops. Now, Miles, you worked there for 2 weeks. We all know it's just probably the same thing.
There's a small divider, so sometimes, you know what I mean? One jumps ship.
But everybody's always happy.
Yeah.
Where would you guys say your favorite onion ring is in the city?
It's going to be a tough call.
Red Mill.
Red Mill's just great.
Off the top of my mind, yeah.
Pacific Inn and really good onion rings. Same breading they use for their fish and chips.
Red Mill shows up on the list at number 9. I will say, the first time I went to a Red Mill, I was shocked by the onion ring. The burger is phenomenal. But the onion ring, I was like, oh my God, this is good.
I'm telling you, I swear, they had a plaque up on the one up on Finney that basically says GQ said that this was the best onion rings in the world, like some year.
They know what they're talking about. Yeah.
That's a good job, too.
What's that?
Like, if somebody goes, hey, spend the next year traveling the country eating onion rings.
Okay. I thought about it for hamburgers for a while.
Oh, Vince Neil already applied.
Yeah, he did.
Rain City Burgers made the list as well. One of my favorite spots, 8-ounce Burger. Have you guys been there?
Oh, great hamburger.
Yeah, man.
I have not. I've heard great things about it. I haven't been.
You know what else is good on your rings is Zippy's. Zippy's Giant Burgers. There used to be one in Georgetown. I'm not sure if it's there anymore. I think they're down near White Center maybe now. I don't know.
You're exactly right. Zippy's is on the list at number 3. Zippy's obviously famous for the Giant Burger. We said Red Mill, correct?
Right.
Two Doors Down, Bly's. I don't know that place.
I don't think I do either. Is that in the International District?
Bly's? I don't know.
I don't know either. I've heard of
Someone
it.
Someone here says Dairy Queen onion rings with their honey mustard is the S.
Oh, I forgot DQ. Yeah, as far as fast food rings
They do have good ones. And then someone else says, Hunt's Ketchup? What the hell, man?
Come on, man. Get with the program.
What's wrong with you?
You've been on that Hunt's
Ketchup
for a while.
We're Ravens fans. I'm not touching anything with Heinz in it. You know
I will.
Mean? Heinz Field, Heinz that. No way.
That's not true. You were already a Hunt's guy before the Ravens showed
up.
It
was a Del Monte guy thing.
Or Del Monte.
Which is even
something
worse. It's
just,
even worse.
It's the worst. It's like what they give kids at school. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, it is just terrible.
Isn't Del Monte technically cat soup?
Yeah, that's the one that's supposed to cat soup.
Yeah.
It's kind of like saying, hey, come to Jack for our cheesy sauce. There's no cheese in it, so we can't legally call it cheese sauce, so it's cheesy sauce. So I think even Del Monte, it's like, well, I call it cat soup because, you know, it's not exactly ketchup.
I think the weirdest one I saw was American-style gooey sauce.
What is that? What am I eating?
Cheese.
Oh.
But it's not.
Were you in England at least?
Yeah.
Okay.
Gooey sauce?
Right, because it's not cheese.
So they can't call it cheese there.
Correct. Right.
That's why Jack in the Box, I always say my cheesy sauce. He doesn't say my cheesy sauce. It's called cheesy sauce, right?
Mm.
So what is American-style gooey sauce?
Yeah, they had Bangers, which is a sausage.
Yeah, yeah.
With American-style gooey sauce.
God.
And Ranch is kind of owned that way, too, isn't it? Like, as far as the term.
Yeah, I think Hidden Valley technically owns the name Ranch dressing. So if you make... You can make a dressing that is ranch dressing, but you can't call your ranch dressing ranch dressing, unless you're Hidden Valley.
I feel like there's off-brands of ranch dressing.
But what would you call it? If it is, then that off-brand is probably the subsidiary of Hidden Valley.
It didn't come from the Hidden Valley Ranch, that's for sure.
Yeah, we can't find it.
No.
Some others on the list. Local favorite. I love this place, too. Great. By the way, onion rings almost exclusively is accompanied with a hamburger.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Absolutely. Like, everything on this list is a hamburger place. Like, I'm trying to think of what other genre of food you get onion rings.
I rarely even eat, like, I don't even order, like, a plate of onion rings as an appetizer before I get my burger. I want them with my burger on the side. Like, I'll eat from a plate of fries or whatever, but onion rings, like, I want them with the burger. And sometimes I find a way on my burger.
Yeah, if you get the Western burger, doesn't that basically mean it's got an onion ring on top and barbecue sauce?
Damn right it does.
Okay.
Right?
It's like the California avocado thing?
Yeah, it is. If it's a Western burger, you got to have an onion ring on it. Little Woody's, another great spot.
Oh, that's a great burger.
Yeah.
All these places that you're mentioning, too, they have great hamburgers. So if you can't go wrong at any of these locations.
But don't have awesome onion rings other than a crap burger.
But it's almost like the list of the best onion ring places in town are also the list of the best burger places in town as well. So they go hand in hand.
That's what I'm saying. They're almost mutually exclusive. I'm trying to think of, like, going to, like, a pizza parlor, which I guess I'm, like, 80 now.
At the pizza parlor.
You know, they got great onion rings here, too.
We'll get a soda jack, and then we'll go to the pizza parlor.
Yeah. So generally, right, if you find a good burger, you should find a decent onion ring. You know, there's always the giant you need a burger is also on the list.
Yes.
Then there's also always the question of, do you want onion rings? Man, that does sound crispy.
They are
crispy. Or french fries with your burger. That's why, you know.
It's a tough toss-up.
That's why, you know, got to give a little shout out to the Robin, because they're like, hey,
have an half.
Eat our onion rings for an appetizer and then get your fries with your burger.
Unlimited.
Right? The original. Unlimited.
People also suggesting Broiler Bay and Bellevue and Burgerville.
Burgerville's solid.
I'll tell you, the only other place on there that's not a burger place but has a great hamburger, Metropolitan Grill has amazing onion rings. I know that sounds...
Sit on the bar side.
No, they do, but...
You don't think you're going to the Met and getting onion rings, but if you go in there and get a hamburger, you're sitting there at lunch.
Well, steakhouses traditionally will have onion rings, too. Basically, you find an onion ring, you're finding red meat.
Mm-hmm. Right. There you go.
Thank you, Head Chef. We appreciate it. You are listening to The Men's Room.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
The Men's Room is in progress. 99.9 KISW and KISW HD1 Seattle.
Coming up in minutes, we will drink, we will toast with a shout of the day. And we do have your headlines on the way 1 hour from now. But first, quick check-in with Mike Hawk and some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
All right. 100 people were involved in a brawl in a pool in California after an 11-year-old pushed his cousin onto a group of girls.
Well, 100-person brawl?
100 people were in the brawl. So as I understand it, this 11-year-old pushed his cousin into the pool, as 11-year-olds will do. The cousin falls onto this group of girls. The girls are rather miffed about this, and so they want to fight about it. It turns into a 100-person brawl because, as I was saying before, they basically recreated World War I. These guys need backup, and then these guys need backup, and then, boom, you have a 100-person brawl in the middle of a hotel pool in California.
Ah, the pool where you go to relax.
Good work, everybody. Way to be adults. Moving on. A 69-year-old is suing Disneyland after she was arrested with CBD oil in her bag.
What?
She's a great-grandmother at the age of 69, and she has CBD oil in her bag, so she was arrested.
Where at?
I believe I said Disneyland. That might be wrong. It might be Disney World. Yeah.
Yeah. In Florida would make more sense.
Yeah, probably Disney World.
Yeah, I would assume Disney World. So I guess you just can't have any kind of product at all.
Yeah, I don't believe so.
Damn.
I mean, come on, people.
Right.
What year is it?
You're right. She's the mule that you've been looking for.
Right, exactly. Busted. No more drugs in Florida now.
That's right.
Yeah, you can drive up and get opiates in my car, and they'll hand them to me through a window.
Can breathe the cocaine.
Exactly.
A group called Help Asheville Bears is offering a $5,000 reward for information leading to whoever put a Trump 2020 sticker on a bear's collar.
$5,000 for them. I mean,
it's an animal rights group. They have noticed they already don't like the tags and the collars on these bears, but they noticed that there is a Trump 2020 sticker on that collar, and they will not stand for this.
Not on the bear, but on the collar.
Correct.
Okay. I mean,
I'm pretty sure the sticker was on there before it got to the bear.
I'm going to go ahead and guess that is the case. Hey, man.
I just want to know who put that on there, how they did it. You know what I mean? Like, I mean, did you just, like, walk up to the bear and stick it on there?
Right.
What did you do? It's insane.
The National Park Service put out a service announcement asking people to not, quote, push your slow friends down when running from a bear. We covered that a little bit earlier today.
And everybody came back with, no, the slow people are going to push their fast friends down.
Right. Exactly.
I mean, that's exactly. If I figure if you're slow, and that's how I perceive it, like, I'm just going to keep running.
Miles, I think you hit it on the head. Who did it?
Right.
They shouldn't have to say that.
It's happened a lot.
Mm-hmm. Right. It's happened more than three times for them to put that out there.
If, as long as Yellowstone is open, we are going to have stories like that. Moving on.
Yeah.
A woman took to Reddit to complain about her husband building a Taco Bell-themed office in their home.
Why would you care? You know what I mean? Like, it's an office.
Yeah. But you don't want a gimmick room in your house either.
I don't, no.
Right?
You don't know that.
No, it depends. It depends.
Would you want a Taco Bell gimmick? To me, it's simple. Like, no.
Right.
This is not going to fly.
I did see the pictures of the Taco Bell hotel that they did in Palm Springs. And actually, the way that the room was decorated, I mean, it was like you're...
Are you just sleeping in a giant...
It was like there was a Taco Bell blanket, the Taco Bell pillows.
That'd at least make the bed like a taco shape.
Right,
yeah,
right. Like the Crunchwrap Supreme.
Bad.
Right. Yeah, I mean, I don't know that I'd go with Taco Bell, but I'm not against a theme room.
Mm-hmm. Sure,
I can see where she's pissed.
Right.
You know, like, because you could make the pillows could all be burritos, right? And then...
That's what I mean.
It's, like, it's too easy.
You know, there's blankets you can get that make it look like you're sleeping in a giant tortilla.
Right.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Who
cool.
doesn't want
to see those? That would be fun.
Mike, apparently that's only in our targeted ads.
I guess, man.
I get them all the time.
Okay, Steve, what if I had a Star Wars themed bedroom?
Yeah, no.
No?
I mean, just no.
No?
Ted, I got it.
Okay.
We grab one of those tortilla blankets and one of those aluminum space blankets, wrap them together. Boom. Now you're real burrito.
Then you look like street food, brother.
There you go.
That's a man on the go.
Boom, we got a father-to-be stormed out of a gender reveal party after he found out... That he was having what gender?
A girl.
Girl.
Yeah, you guys nailed it. He's having a girl, so he stormed out of the party.
Dude, it's a 50-50 shot. You can't get... And it's been that way forever.
Right.
Amongst the animal kingdom, so...
Who are you mad at?
Right, like... It's her stupid egg.
Right. Take it up with the man upstairs.
I mean, I have to hope this is his first kid, and when he sees the kid, things will change, but I don't know if that's his best reaction,
right?
Or he's had...
Damn it.
Always wanted a son. This is now his eighth daughter, and he's just like, I'm done.
Why did you curse me?
15 adults were hospitalized after drinking contaminated hand sanitizer, four of which died.
First of all, I mean, contaminated or not, it's hand sanitizer, so...
Probably not the best of ideas.
What has happened... That we are telling it. Like, when kids were eating Tide Pods, they said, well, Tide Pods look like Aquafresh in a pillow, right? I understand if things look pretty, kids want to eat it. But adults were not eating Tide Pods. Like, it wasn't a problem. But now, adults are drinking hand sanitizer. Mm-hmm. What has happened?
The problem is that it was contaminated. They'd have been fine.
Yeah, they'd have been just fine if they drink their Purell. But no, they contaminated. So, and look, they got to stop saying that. I think part of the problem is when you say... Hey, they got sick from drinking contaminated hand sanitizer. People that believe that their hand sanitizer is not contaminated, basically you've told them it's okay.
Right.
It's not okay. Do Good not word. Drink hand sanitizer.
A new study found the top five things Americans gave up or cut back on during COVID-19 in an effort to pay their bills.
Ooh,
so just let's have a little bit of fun here. What do you guys think is on that list? The top five things that Americans gave up or cut back on during the pandemic in an effort to pay the bills.
Alcohol and streaming service.
How about smoking?
Smoking. Ted, any thoughts?
You know what? Miles might be right with smoking, but it seemed like people were drinking more and watching a lot of TV, so I can't go that. I guess, I mean, could you say restaurants because they just weren't open?
Here's what you got. Number five was ice cream.
Okay.
Number four, chocolate. A couple disposable dessert items, I suppose. Now we actually get into some of the harsher ones here. 35% of people said cable at number three.
Yep.
I was one of those that cut my cable. Number two, streaming services.
Oh,
38%. And number one.
Gym memberships.
Nailed it.
Is it?
Was
it?
It
is gym memberships.
I just figured because you can't go.
Yeah. Well, also, too, like, I get it. Like, if they're not open and you're not working, like, that, it is a luxury to go to a gym.
I've cut back
on booze, not because I want to, not because I'm being responsible. The bars aren't open.
Yeah.
That's the old, but I mean, I've saved a ton of money.
So that study actually also did find other ways that people had changed during the pandemic. So we also have the top five ways Americans save money on energy usage. Top five ways that we're saving money on energy usage.
Don't use the air conditioner.
Not using the air conditioner. Miles, any thoughts? Saving money on energy.
Don't use the heater.
Don't use the heater.
Dry your clothes on a clothesline.
Okay.
It's not bad. I mean,
Mr. Hill.
Hand wash dishes, I guess.
Number five, use blinds to control the temperature of the room. So basically, Ted, you're right. The AC. Number four, opening the windows instead of adjusting the air conditioning. Number three, keeping the windows and doors closed when the heating is on. This seems like just basic principles. If you don't have to turn on the doggone thing, then don't. Number two, turning off all relevant appliances when they are not in use.
Okay.
Yeah.
Makes sense. And the number one way that Americans are saving money on energy usage, turning off the lights whenever they're not needed.
Wow, this is just
revolutionary information.
We grew up.
I don't know. I would defend most of the country because it's the summertime. When this pandemic's hit, it's been June, July. Most places are remarkably hot and humid and disgusting. So to forego your air conditioner cracking your windows, trust me, it's not like here. It's a lot different.
Right.
My house goes from 120 degrees, but it cools down to 110.
Exactly.
Because the windows are open.
And finally, they do have the top five bills Americans have missed during the COVID-19.
Bills?
Five bills that have been missed.
Cable?
I'm
going to guess right. To me, it's always the order that you...
Order of importance.
Order of importance. Nobody wants to lose anything. But
Josh Allen.
Nice. Well played. I'm just going to guess, cable.
Cable. Okay. Go ahead.
I'll say the mortgage or rent.
All right, the mortgage and rent.
People don't have jobs.
Miles, what bills are you not paying during the COVID-19?
I've never heard of such a thing, you know?
I'm with you.
I pay my debts on time, as Jerry would say.
Exactly. Okay, the top five things that bills that Americans have missed during COVID-19. Number five, sadly, credit cards.
Sure. If you're out of work, man, just...
I guess.
Is rent one, and now that sometimes rent is being pushed back, is that on the list?
So far it is not on the list. Number four, streaming services.
Yep.
Don't worry, they'll shut those off when you quit paying. Number three.
They're quick.
They are, man. They want their money. Electricity and utility at number three, as far as the bills that Americans have missed during COVID-19. Number two is the cable bill. And number one, something that you would figure is rather important, yet the number one thing that Americans have not paid during COVID-19, the cell phone bill.
Okay.
That's another one that they would shut off fairly quickly. I've never tested that theory.
I could live without my cell phone.
I
could live without cable and all that, but I mean, as far as bill, that could go. Really had to cut back, get rid of it.
Make no mistake, I would like to live without my cell phone.
Trust me, we're in the same boat. Mm-hmm. I understand this.
Sorry, I can't get to the phone, but I can't afford the bill. Let's get to the good news here. A police dog found a missing mother and infant 2 hours into his first ever shift.
Yeah.
And bit both of them.
On the side of a cliff. They're trapped on the side of a cliff in Wales or something, and they couldn't find the woman or the kid for a day or two.
Right.
So they sent out this dog, hey man, he was just brand new, and he went and just dove over the cliff and found him.
Is that the A-Rod of police dogs? He's just coming out of the gate swinging?
Yeah, basically.
But how does he know what to do?
Right.
You know what I mean? Hey, dog, we need to chase and bite that drug dealer on the ass over there.
Right.
How does he know? You need to go over this cliff and find the woman and her son. How do they know?
Police dogs go through a lot of training.
How does a police dog not just come up and bite somebody? You know what I mean?
Just the smell.
Yeah, exactly.
Smell this. Find these people.
Two sisters in Pensacola have started a business making masks nonstop in order to give them to teachers and students before school starts.
Good.
Awesome. It's a good time. Volunteers in San Francisco have offered food delivery services for free for local restaurants.
Oh, damn.
That's good. That's a fantastic thing. Pawtucket, Rhode Island celebrated the birthday of a 93-year-old World War II vet by leading a parade by his house.
Isn't that what Peter Griffin drinks?
Pawtucket Patriot Ale, yes. From Rhode Island.
Huh? I forget that Pawtucket's a real town sometimes.
I know.
But
I'm so used to just seeing him drink that beer.
I think a lot of people don't know that Pawtucket's a place other than from Family Guy.
Right, but I mean, I have family in Cape Cod. I should know that Pawtucket's a real town. I think there's a Red Sox minor league team there.
Maryland state troopers have finally discovered how one of their own racked up so many DUI arrests.
How's that?
I'll tell you all about it 1 hour from now.
Thank you, Mike Hawk. Headlines are on the way 1 hour from now. In the meantime, it's going to contest it online for profile. This will take caller 9 at 206-421-ROCK. All right, Mike, we made it to drinking time.
giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.